Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Number seven, discipleship system or strategy in your church. The discipleship plan structure as a father, as a family, as a man, is perfectly designed to produce the kind of men you have sitting in your pews. You have men growing up in your home. You have men in your community. So if there's no system, structure, or strategy, you're going to be confused, and so is the other guy. You got to do what you can to bring clarity so there's no deficiency in what God wants to do in that ministry that you're a part of. And that ministry could be your own house with your own children. So what you're doing to develop that family, to develop those men, to develop that workplace that you're involved in, whatever this looks like, you'll be able to see. And if you don't have a plan, guess what? You can tell. So hopefully we can see this change as we get more clear and direct in what we're doing. I pray you're not just coming to a early Tuesday morning just because you're just coming. I hope you're going to do something with this. If you're just coming just to get around the group and not be obedient to making disciples, I hope and pray that you'll have a heart change and God will deal with that. We're not just meeting on Tuesday mornings just to meet. At least I'm not. Okay? I'm not just here just to show up. I believe I'm trying to be obedient to God's will, and then at the same time entrust other men that's going to do the same thing and do the same thing with other men. I'm not just coming just to hang out. I love the relationship part and the journey in that. And to me, that's the extra added value of being here. But I want to be obedient to what God's called us to do, to make disciples, because if we all took this seriously, the city can change. It's how Jesus did it. The world can change. But if we don't do it seriously, if we just come like we're coming to another thing that the Christian church has to offer or God's men have to offer, we're going to miss out on what God wants us to really enjoy and embrace. And so I just say this, thinking about other men, I've even read some of these in the times that we've had, but men that are down the road further than I am, that they help bring clarity to the deficiency of ministry that churches are offering or not even offering to men. And one of those men is Patrick Morley. He said, "I love the church, but the church on the whole has not been able to muster an ongoing will or comprehensive strategy to disciple men. Pastoring men is not a top priority in any denomination based upon their actual allocations of financial and intellectual resources." So most of the investment, the time and energy are not even put into God's man and God's spiritual leader. And so there's no results in that. You see what I'm saying? If I'm not investing in something, guess what? You can tell. If I'm not putting money in the bank, guess what? There's not going to be any money in the bank. And that's what I think this whole process needs to help us realize. When we start making these kinds of investments, spending this kind of time, guess what we can anticipate? Results. We can anticipate change. We can also anticipate problems and difficulty. You know why? Because we haven't been doing it. And so I think what my heartbeat would be with you, all of you men, and your consistency has really blessed me over these weeks. I've been blown away at the consistency. I didn't know what the numbers would look like. Now, we're down a little bit today, and there's probably good reasons for that, but I think overall we've had a great number of men and a consistent number of men, and to me, God's doing something. So how do we leverage what God's doing in such a way that we get it out and that we are able to live it out for God's glory? And there's no deficiency in our lives with this. And so number eight would be this one. Discipling men needs to move from an unusual activity in a few churches to a common characteristic of the life of most churches. How does that happen? It happens through one man. Through one man that catches God's visions and God's heart. And that's all it takes. And what are we going to do to see this change in my on my watch, in my city, in my town, in my family? What am I going to do? By the way, we've all heard the message, so to speak. So what do we do with the message? How do we respond to it? And, I'm just looking at these statements I've got on this piece of paper here. Big deal. What am I going to do with it? How is it going to affect me? And again, the then coming back, it's not some, when I read these statements in Patrick Morley's book, it really helped me realize, well, I'm a part of the church, and if I'm a part of the church, I can help the church or I can hurt the church. And so in my help of the church in this journey as a spiritual leader, man, if there's no scheduled discipleship opportunity on the church structure and schedule, big deal. I've still been given that command. And how do I do that? Is really, it can be supernatural and so powerful. That's why 2 Timothy 2:2 is worth looking at. Paul says to Timothy, "The things that you've heard and seen of me among many witnesses, commit them to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." We see it in other places in God's Word. Paul says, he says, "Follow my example as I follow Christ." Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." So they're communicating. You know, we're moving on to God's will and God's call on our life. We're moving in that journey, and we want to take other men with us. And so when he says commit, what he's saying is, "I'm entrusting you. I'm handing this to you." This is a huge deal. This is a big deal. So I'm not just looking for men. I'm looking for what? Faithful men. Faithful men is going to execute and do it. And what that word commit or the word entrust means, it means you're responsible for this. I'm giving this to you because why? You're responsible for this. And Ezra, he's doing this because he's doing it because he's responsible for it, but he's also trying to teach the statutes and ordinances in Israel. You know why? They're responsible for it. So he's making that connection. Not only is he responsible, but guess what? They are also responsible. It's like me standing here today. I'm responsible, but guess what? So are you. So we've got this entrusting going on. And so when we were doing the Sanctuary Hills, I remember having people come out and look at the property, and I said, "God entrusted us to this vision, and so we're entrusting you to be a part of this vision and opportunity. This is not something we handle lightly. I don't want somebody halfway out here. This is not my job or my thing. It's just a response to my God, and it's what He's making happen here. So when we invite you in on this, we're entrusting you to see it the same way. If you don't see it like I see it, you're probably not going to do like it needs to be done. And ultimately, I'm looking at it from God's perspective. You've been entrusted with this huge responsibility. So not only am I responsible for it, but so are you." And then the translation in 2 Timothy 2:2 about the word commit or entrust, whatever version that you have in your Bible, it really means to show to be true. So what happened in Nehemiah's heart in Ezra chapter 7, by the time it gets to Israel, what they're doing is showing what's happening in Nehemiah's heart with his relationship with God. It's also true in Israel. You see what I'm saying? What God's doing with Nehemiah, he's also doing with Israel. So God's doing it here so he can do it there, and it's both the same thing. And, you know, what's true in Ezra's life is also true in Israel. Y'all see that? What's true in Keith's life is also true, listen to me, in his family. Everybody's relationship. If it's the Bible teaches about certain things and certain realities and in the connection of our relationship as Christian believers and followers of Christ, well, if that's true in my own life and my own walk with God, it's also true in my family. We just don't cut it off. Every bit of it become an experience and reality. So that's why I think a move of God is so important. Mack Brunson, who's a really great, great preacher. If you haven't heard him preach before, he's just a great, great historical, godly man. He said this, "Too many men are suffering today because of a lack of relationship with wiser, older, godlier men." Let's go back to this point again. We don't see the value of being responsible for or showing to be true. You see what I'm saying? So again, going back to Mack Brunson's making the statement, these wiser, older, godlier men are missing in young men's life. So what's in this man's older man's life is not the same thing in this younger man's life. Y'all see the disconnect? It's true in his life, but it's not showing to be true in his life. And that's where discipleship changes everything. If it's true in the senior adult man in your church, bless God, it ought to be true in the young adult man in your church. There's the connection of entrusting. We're doing this together. And so as we do this together, the power is awesome. A worker in the church is not the same as a disciple of the church. Y'all believe that? Say amen. I got guys that want to sign up for the security team and just kind of watch people check in and check out of churches. And man, that's great, but they don't know what it means to walk with Jesus and love and lead their wife. But they're on watch. You see what I'm saying? And a worker in the church is not the same as a disciple maker of the church. And I'm just telling you guys, that wife wants you to love her like Christ loved the church. She needs that. And watch over her and care for her and minister to her and serve her and be concerned about her needs to make sure she's loved and protected. And if you're doing the watchman role at the church by making sure everybody's protected there, but you're not showing it to be true in your relationship with your wife, it's not good. It's not good. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, He is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. It connects the heart again. You shall teach them diligently to your children. What's that mean? This shall be shown to be true in your children. And trusting. Not only are you responsible for these, but guess what? So are they responsible for these. So you've got to make sure that the handoff is clear. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house. You shall, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you, your son, and your son's son. That's what the Bible teaches us to do. And may we do it for God's glory. David Platt one time made the statement, you don't learn to be a disciple maker by flying to another country. There was no such thing as transformation by aviation. And that's true. You know what I'm talking about? You know what he means by that? We got so many churches that are doing all these mission projects. They're getting on all these airplanes and we're calling that missions. Okay, bro. I don't know if that's really missions. You know what missions is? It's leading your wife. Loving your wife. Being a great dad. Helping the family thrive and survive. Not only the one you're responsible for, the one you're also a part of as well on both sides as a son. And the blessing it is to provide great insight and clarity for those that might be confused. Number 10, and I just want to close with this and give you some more time to discuss this, but a spiritual reformation of a society begins with spiritual reformation of men. You know what we need, guys? It's just a biblical reset. What I want to ask you to do is, it's going to take some courage, but take all that you know of the American church and just put it on the table and see where it really lines up with Scripture. What have we been doing? And why have we been doing it? There are some valid reasons and we see great clarity and connection to God's Word. I say keep doing it, but if there's not any connection to God and His Word, and we're just following the tradition of men, the rudiments of the world, and not according to Christ, we need to make some adjustments. And really, I think the only way to see that change is to make disciples and really understand what God says from His Word and the divine order and design He has in manhood and womanhood to see it come alive. My last statement is this, and I'll pray. Relationships by God's design are sequential. A man's heart is tender and engaged for his family. They are his first priority. Help a man be an ambassador for Christ in his home, and this will translate outside the home, rarely the other way around.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.